It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1, WAJI, top of the hour. It's what's trending with our news. The Department of Transportation announced yesterday a new passenger rights rules, sort of a Bill of Rights update for passengers, where airlines will be required to refund passengers in cash for long delays and cancellations. This is if they leave you hanging and they don't offer you options to get you to where you want to go. They also have new rules for lost luggage. The airlines have 6 months to comply with these new regulations, so it may not impact your summer travel, but maybe if you're traveling for the holidays this calendar year. Here come the cicadas. A mega brood has begun hatching in South Carolina, and in one county, they were so loud this week, they were people were calling the police to complain about them, and then the police had to issue out a Facebook post and tweet to stop calling them and calling 911 about the cicadas. And of course, we're just getting started. They will impact Indiana later on this summer. Gas prices, whatever they are around here, they're better than what they are in parts of California. Gas prices yesterday hit $7.29 in parts of California.
I wonder what's driving that price up so much.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other little headlines here. Ryan Seacrest is now single. He broke up with his girlfriend, Aubrey Page, after 3 years. Oracle, which used to be headquartered in San Francisco for years, moved their company headquarters to Austin, Texas. Well, now they're moving again, this time to Nashville. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, the NFL draft is tonight. It'll be on a number of networks, the NFL Network, ESPN, and also on ABC. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kind of stay out of this because... But Kat's son has a new entrepreneurial venture.
Yes, he does.
That Kat, I think, is of some level of pride. I guess I can't really discern where you are on this. But why don't you explain what you have going on in your life right now and what you spent a little bit of yesterday doing?
Yesterday, I was trying to talk my son out of purchasing a vending machine with his own money, which we'd have to drive to Ohio to go pick up. Bring it back here to Fort Wayne to put it in some business, random business that he has not found a home for yet. But we were trying to calculate the cost versus profit and how much profit he would make in a given month. And if businesses sometimes charge rent, how much should rent be? So now he's got this idea that he has scoured the internet for a used vending machine, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to take his extra money that he has saved for and purchase a vending machine.
Now, as a parent, did you ask probing questions like, where did this notion come from?
I did not ask him where the notion came from. I mean, I'm sure he saw online somewhere that he can make extra money. I mean, last year he was selling snacks to kids at school, so I'm sure it stemmed from that. He was selling energy drinks and snacks last year, and he made a good amount of money doing that until other kids started copying what he was doing.
His business model.
His business model. And then he went to gum. He switched over to gum, and he was selling gum at school.
This
and then,
a great life lesson.
Again, people started copying what he was doing, and so, you know, it cut down on his profits. So now he wants to purchase a vending machine, put it in a random business's break room, and earn money that way. Mm. I do applaud him for wanting to work and wanting to make money.
You know what?
I like his work ethic. He works very hard.
There's a lot of generational get rich quick with kids today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids today, and I applaud it to some or respect it. Now, I think sometimes it's misaligned enthusiasm, but I understand what Kat is trying to say. I mean, kids today don't want to work. They want to invent an app and then get paid for the rest of their life.
And be famous.
By inventing an app.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's wrong. I wanted to be on a sitcom and a movie star growing up, and here I am. So the point being is I do applaud the effort.
Yeah.
I mean, I think 4 months from now, like when you get a new pet, you're going to have an abandoned
vending machine
in
somewhere.
Your garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That his enthusiasm for it will have waned.
Well, I tried to tell him, you know, yeah, you're going to make money if you like put this vending machine at the GM plant. I mean, you're going to sell out every day. You're going to sell your snacks out every day because there's thousands of employees there.
That's right.
You know, we're trying to find a company that probably has 20 to 50 employees, you know.
He also doesn't have a car.
Right.
So driving there to restock the vending machine.
This would be on my shoulders. Like, I have nothing better to do with my evenings than to, you know, take him in the car and drive him around to his said vending machine and stock that vending machine.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Vending Machine Insight. Go ahead.
My 12-year-old is very money motivated as well.
Right.
He actually starts his first job this year, which I feel like the world needs. We need those 12-year-olds that are motivated to work, to provide a good workforce.
By the way, what is the job?
Yeah, what is his job?
You mind me asking?
He'll be feeding dairy cows.
Oh, nice.
Feeding cows and bedding calves. And
yeah.
He'll be 13 in a couple months, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
You know, he wants big things, and I'm not going to be...
You know,
did your phone break out?
Okay. I think her phone broke out.
If you can hear us, thank you for the call.
Yeah,
sorry for that.
You.
I don't know why we can't hear you, but
I mean, kids are really into shoes now and clothes.
Yeah, flipping
the different
of
brands
shoes came up on our show.
Yeah, he was flipping shoes last year, where he would buy, you know, Air Jordans and then sell them for, you know, a profit. So he's always been that person.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I actually work for a vending company. The vending company that's actually in GM.
Oh! Hi.
Hey, how's profit?
Yeah.
How's business these days?
How's business in GM?
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't know. That's not my route, but... but I mean, it's vending machines. They are really lucrative. The upkeep is what it is. Like if it breaks down or something like that, that's where all your money is.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it work? Do you have to pay the business a percentage of sales that they allow you to camp your machine there? I don't know how the business model works.
I actually am not sure about that either. I believe what it is the company pays a certain like lump sum for us coming and filling them sporadically or, you know, whenever they need filled.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. I got a buddy of mine who got into the business for a while.
Vending machine build business?
Yeah. He said, you know, like a lot of things, like a lot of businesses you get into, the upfront cost was murder.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's expensive. And I think you want a vending machine that has a credit card slider.
Oh,
you know,
God,
and
yes.
Then you got to worry about security with that. And then you have to pay the credit card company. So there's fees associated with that.
Every one of these things is, I just see it as a lack of enthusiasm.
4 months from now.
That's right. We also had a topic early this morning on our show over on our Facebook page where we asked you to fill in the blank. Okay. In your house, you have too many blank. This started this morning as I was getting dressed, and I realized our house has just... We have way too many shoes.
Shoes everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, you do start to question how many people live here. and I'm just as guilty. I've got, you know, tennis shoes, workout shoes, boots, because you don't know what the weather is right now.
Right.
It's give or take. And it's just a pile. So I have for you, it's compiled. I'll read through some of these, just some fun answers this morning. If you'd like to participate, you can always call in at any time at 260-467-9500, 260-467-9500. You can also text the show at that same number. Kat and I have access to that throughout the morning show while we're here in studio. All right. Your house has too many. Judy writes, project started.
Yeah.
None of them finished, probably.
That's right. That's right.
Coffee making items, from coffee machines to mugs to creamers. Too many coffee items. Your house has too many hairs in the bathroom, writes Aaron. It's like we shed throughout the entire year.
But only in the bathroom.
Only in the bathroom. Sure. We have too many toys. We just did a big cleanse in our house of toys. And that was a big deal. Another shoe's by the front door. Yeah. Lids for plastic containers that I probably don't have the container for anymore.
Amen to that. Gosh.
We have this in our house right now. Kristen writes, We have too many blankets.
I do have a lot of blankets in my house, too. Oh. I love a nice, warm, cozy blanket.
One or two is great.
Yeah, I have like 8, 10. And
then you got to refold them every day, though,
yeah.
Right?
Don't
you
refold them every day? I have a basket for my blankets, and I also have a blanket ladder. A little ladder I hang my blankets on.
I have too many blankets in my house, televisions, okay, dog toys, and Nikki writes yapping dogs.
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand, right?
is your dog still barking, by the way?
No, actually, she's doing really good. Like, I took her to the little sketch trainer.
Unmarked building with no signage.
Yeah, no signage, unmarked pole barn, but came with rave reviews. Kind of looks like a scene out of a crime 2020 investigation.
You're right.
And went in there and we found what will deter her from barking, and that is a little bit of apple cider vinegar and a water bottle diluted with water. And you squirt that in her direction and she knows. She instantly knows. Shuts up. So that seems to be working.
Sometimes you would... Do you ever wish that same formula would work on teenage boys?
Yeah. When they talk back and they mouth back at you and they get smart.
Yeah.
A little mouthy. See? Yeah, I kind of wish that would.
Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. We did tell you, speaking of summer, or maybe eventually warmer weather on the horizon, cicadas are going to be a big deal. This is a big year, apparently, for cicadas. We had one a handful of years ago where it was also a big deal. But we in Indiana are a part of one of, I don't know, like 12 states that are going to be really dealing with cicadas. And because the weather is already turning warmer in South Carolina, they had to ask people to stop calling 911 to file noise complaints about the weird cicada noises that were upsetting residents. Here's the phone call, not a joke.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
By the way, the gentleman at the end did remind me a little of you, Kat.
They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
Every now and again, your Southern rears its head.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds like a quote you would say.
I grew up around cicadas in Southern Indiana. Like, it was a nightly thing, and they would be chirping and buzzing every single night. And then the next morning, we would get up, and we would try to find their shells on the tree, because they emerge from their...
Yes,
not
they
only
do
they emerge from the ground, but then they crawl out the trees, and then they emerge from their shell. So we would always have contests. Me and my brother would try to see who could find the most cicada shells, and we would collect them and put them in a bag, and then...
And then what?
Well, we would, you know, we'd play with them.
I'm sorry?
You know, like army men. We would just play with the cicada shells. We would create a little army of cicadas on the picnic table outside. I know, we needed a Nintendo like nobody's business. We played a lot with insects, June bugs, cicadas. Yeah. We would climb the pawpaw tree and persimmon tree. That's just what we did. Obviously, my bringing was a lot different than from yours. You were a single and only child.
Only child.
Yeah.
And now maybe you wish you were too. I don't know. Yikes.
We had fun, though. We had fun.
Yeah, well.
We learned a lot.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
We learned how to fish.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet I can outfish you.
Yeah.
You won't even take a fish off a hook.
Kat,
come on.
I'm letting you know that in society, people fish for me. Transactionally, then go to a store.
And you purchase fish.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't have to. Thank you.
What's the fun in that?
Convenience, I guess. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi.
On reference to the cicadas, my daughters are 8 and 5, and they still play with them. It's a contest at the babysitters as well. We have a nature bucket in the pool.
They have a nature bucket. Okay. So they collect the shells. What I heard you just say is they also collect the shells. They have contests to see how many shells they can collect. And then they also play with them as if they're army men on the sidewalk.
Yes. And they also stick them to their shirts.
Oh. Yeah. They
walk around with them.
Oh.
Like, they're fun. Yeah.
Oh. Thank you for the call. Again, it's probably better than a, you know, tablet time.
Evidently, right, well, you did not play with cicadas growing up.
No, I had friends.
Okay, well. And your friends did not play with cicadas either.
No.
You
no,
guys,
I'm not saying
what did you do?
I'm
did
not
you
saying
ever
this
get
is
outside
wrong?
In nature?
Yes.
I'm and not, play with bugs?
No.
No?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong.
No, I know you're not saying it's wrong.
I'm just not saying it's for me.
Right.
That's all.
All right. This is the difference between a city boy like yourself.
I do believe this is the
and
expression.
I'm a little bit more rural than you are.
Yeah.
Country
just
girl.
A little bit. A little bit.
I'm going to throw up. Oh. Can I just tell everybody what you are doing?
Yeah.
This is the grossest thing you have ever done in the studio,
what do you mean?
Ever.
It's
and
just, it's
I
called
came,
hygiene.
I came in this morning and there is a green, like, floss pick sitting on the countertop. That is so gross. Will you please stop? And Andy is picking his teeth, flossing his teeth with it, like, roughly, like, really aggressively. That is so gross. Picking it and then showing it to me, and that is so
I'm
disgusting.
Showing you, like...
That is so gross! And then he's getting it on his fingers, and that
I'm showing you the tartar, and I'm showing you...
I don't want to see it anymore. I've seen four. Four now, stop. That is so disgusting.
Oh, that is...
Do that in your car. That's a... That's something you can do in your car. When
are we
you're driving
not at this
to work,
comfortable level?
No. Wait till we get cameras in the studio and then other people can
I
watch
thought
you
we
pick
were,
your
I
teeth.
I thought we were okay here. I no. thought this was a safe
this is
place.
A safe space, but I don't want to see the tartar on your teeth come out of this floss pick and you show it to me every time. Oh, like you're so proud.
Look at that.
That is so gross. You're so disgusting right now. I have never been more disgusted.
Is this the
I don't even know.
Is this the most uncomfortable you've ever been on our show?
Probably one of the top five.
Oh,
most
really?
Yeah. Get that thing out of your mouth. That is so gross.
Saving my gum line.
It is really
well,
gross.
Well, the gum disease gingivitis is real.
Did you brush your teeth this morning and now you're picking it with the floss?
Found,
did you not?
Uh-huh.
Where did that come from? Did that come from your car?
Well, I had it in my pants.
Gross. It was probably collecting lint in your pants.
Look, oral hygiene is a serious thing.
It really is. It is important, and yeah. It is good for your heart, too. I mean, plaque, yeah. Tartar buildup, I know.
That's what I'm saying.
My doctor tells me that all the time. Like, make sure you brush.
I thought we were in a comfortable environment.
We are in a safe space, but I don't want to watch you go at it with your teeth aggressively with that floss pick and then show me what you got out between your teeth. It's like a giant piece of bacon came
like when,
out.
It's like when you... When you pop zits, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like
it's
that
really
either.
More of a healing exercise.
Well, good for you. Can we put that away now?
Yeah, I was just doing it for a reaction.
All right, well, you got it.
Yeah. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. This is our four-question game. General knowledge questions where we think questions are stuff you should know. No one's trying to stump anybody here. Do you get one right, you get to move on. If at any point along the way you stumble, we go to the next caller on the line. Who's ever on the line that successfully answers the fourth and final question will win. What are we playing today for, Ken?
We've got two tickets to The Price is Right Live that's coming to Hoosier Parks, Racine Casino. It's in September, and we have two tickets for you.
Man, that is a timeless theme song.
Oh, yeah.
260-467-9500. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Matthew.
All right, Matthew, question one of things you should know. What is the name of the... Are you? By the way...
This is the loudest phone.
Matthew, are you calling from a war zone?
Almost. I'm at work and... In a factory.
Oh, working on the line.
All right.
Working on
there
the
you
line.
Go,
okay.
Matthew.
Good.
All right. Here we go.
Good. I do IT.
Oh, IT. Yeah, you know me. I don't know, Matthew. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
What is the name of the Disney character that is a puppet that has a nose that grows when he lies?
Pinocchio.
Is exactly
Pinocchio
right.
is correct. Good job, Matthew.
Can you name the famous author, question two, who wrote Hamlet, Macbeth, and a little story about Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, that would be the bard William Shakespeare.
There we
All
go.
All right, very Moving good, up. Matthew.
Halfway home, question three of four. Ethan Hunt is a character from what movie franchise?
Mission Impossible.
Very good. Right. Gosh, Matthew, you are on a roll, buddy.
And to bring it home, Matthew, what gas is put in balloons to make them float?
Typically helium. You could also use hydrogen.
Oh!
Hey, Matthew, for the bonus.
With a walk-off.
Way to go, Matthew. Oh,
that's exactly right.
That is a clean sweep.
Matthew, post-game press conference. What's it feel like to be a winner?
Oh, it feels pretty good, but you should make those questions a little harder next time.
I'm sorry. Well, these were things you should know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good, Matthew.
All right, Matthew. Hang on. We'll grab some information here behind the scenes. Remember when we first started this game?
Yeah, and we couldn't get a clean sweep.
We couldn't get a clean sweep. And frankly, people, I think, liked that about the game because they were like, how dumb are these people?
And now
we have IT factory managers who are calling in to get seats on the Price is Right. It's Andy and Kat. There you go. Latest episode of Things You Should Know.